clock hour of Wildy and Tausch begins now. And better happen quickly. Gabe,
run in the two-minute drill for the rest of the hour, I feel.
Gabe will not be on a show today that runs worse clock management than this one, I can tell you that.
And we don't have any timeouts left, so we got to get out of bounds. Which, by the way, that throw to Puka Nacua and what I thought at first was a remarkable catch. That's unfortunate, because that was amazing. That was really, really amazing. Unbelievable. So where are you falling on the sit-em or start-em policy? Are you with Blue? Where are you at?
I'm with Blue because, again, if you have something that's been ailing you, and Josh Jacobs is the obvious example, right? Like, he's been on the, you know, Sterling Sharp, Chad Clifton, Charles Woodson plan of not practice, but then play in the game on recently Saturday, but now finally we get a Sunday game. So that, yes, you want to sit a guy like that. Like, if Evan Williams' knee is still bothering him and he was just gutting it out last week, you rest him. If you're dealing with an ailment that could potentially get worse, I think you rest. But for someone like Jordan, like, if Jordan clears concussion protocol, I want him out there. I understand that there's a risk to having him out there, but if you have him out there, then you're going to want his offensive line out there protecting him. And they need to find a little bit of rhythm and momentum going into the postseason. And I don't want to do the half-measure stuff. Like, that just left a sour taste in my mouth. So what is that, 21? When they basically had everything wrapped up, they went into Detroit and just kind of went through the motions in that first half. I think they were trying to get
Devontae
some sort of record.
Yeah.
Like, it just, the whole thing just didn't, oh, but we're only going to play him for a half. And that was also different because they had the bye and they had the top seed already locked up. But I feel like, so I was on yesterday, I was on Freddie and Harry. And I love doing Freddie and Harry on Mondays because we get to talk to Herm Edwards. And one of his favorite sayings that I've heard him say a bunch, football players play football.
To win
and
the game.
I understand we want to protect these guys. Yeah, yeah. If you're going to play, like, football players play football. And we also then talked off of that, like, you know, like, Phillip Rivers got to play three more games. Like, if you're a football player, you're going to want to play in this game because you don't know how much longer you're going to get to play. Even if you are somebody that is, you know, young in your career, you should want to play in these games. And even though there's, you know, quote unquote, nothing on the line. But I think there is something on the line for the Packers. Yes, they can't improve their seed, but I feel like they can improve mentally where they are. They can prove to themselves last week, especially on defense. Last week was the aberration. Last week was not who we are in terms of the effort and alignment that we put out there on tape. We can prove that we are a better team and we feel good about ourselves going into a matchup against Chicago or Philadelphia, whichever one they end up playing.
Let's play some trivia. Jesse, what's the category and what caller or callers do you want?
Yeah, two callers today because we didn't play yesterday. This is our final trivia of 2025. So we're going to look back on the year. Double Wisconsin sports year in review trivia. Wow. I'm a sucker for year in review stuff, so
you
I always
are
love
a sucker.
This. So Wisconsin sports year in review, looking for two contestants today.
Dude, caller 25 for 2025 and caller 26 for 2026. I like them apples.
I almost put that on the sheet, so it works for me.
Caller 25 and caller 26 play trivia, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Before we play, I want to remind you that you need to ensure that your home remains comfortable before we reach those brutal post-holiday winter days. Yeah, Santa Claus may be magical, but those elves, they can't make Pella windows. They're not qualified. There's just too many options and customizations. So instead of going through the big red guy, as Tausch would call him, take advantage of this Pella deal. Get 0% interest for 24 months. Now, certain restrictions do apply. It ends tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day. Visit PellaWI.com to find out more. Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Time for trivia presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Sucks.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Let's welcome in our contestants. Gabe, I want you to rest your voice. Okay? Not that we don't appreciate your contributions, but rest your voice. Rest up for Harry and Freddie and Homer and Marquette, and I'll handle our two contestants. First, let's welcome in Chad in Fitchburg. Chad, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Doing well, Jason. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And let's welcome in Mike in Franklin. Mike, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Hi, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're awesome. All right, here we go. Jesse loves a year in review, and this is the time to do it. Chad, question one for you, sir. Tausch was adamant that the Wisconsin men's basketball team was good enough to reach the Final Four last March, but a tough draw saw the number three seeded Badgers travel to play a de facto road game against number six seed BYU in the second round of the NCAA tournament. In which city was that game played? Was it in Boise, Idaho, Denver, Colorado, or Brigham Youngstown, Ohio?
I will go A.
That's a pretty damn hard first question out of the chute. I would have said that too. I don't remember it being in Denver, but it was a de facto home game for the Cougs for sure. Tough start. Mike, here's your chance to get off to a good start. Question one for you. Which of these teams did the Wisconsin football team defeat during the 2025 season? Was it Central Michigan, Middle Tennessee, or Southeast Northwestern?
I'm going to go with Central Tennessee.
That was not one of the options. Mike?
Well, it's letter B, whatever B was.
Middle Tennessee.
Middle. I said Central. Sorry.
All right. Chad, here's your chance to bounce back. Question two for you. How many games did the Milwaukee Bucks win against the Indiana Pacers in their first round series in the NBA playoffs? Did the Bucks win one, two, or zero?
I will go with one.
Off the schneid. They did win one. All right, Mike, here's your question two. Milwaukee Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski made his MLB debut in June, throwing five no-hit innings against which opponent at American Family Field? Was it against the Pittsburgh Pirates, the St. Louis Cardinals, or the Minnesota Twins?
I'm not sure on that. I'm going to go with the Pirates.
The St. Louis Cardinals, I didn't know that one either. I remember him throwing five shutout innings. Or five no-hit innings. That's what I remember. All right, Chad. Question three for you. Which Green Bay Packers rookie, selected on day three of the 2025 NFL draft in Green Bay, was unexpectedly announced by Commissioner Roger Goodell and introduced in front of his new home crowd in Green Bay? Was that player Warren Brinson, Savion Williams, or Baron Sorrell?
Central Tennessee.
Well played. Nicely
done. I'll go with C.
Baron Sorrell is correct. Nicely done. All right, Mike, question three for you and a chance to forge a tie in today's dueling year-end questions. Wisconsin women's hockey won the 2025 national championship with a thrilling overtime victory against which conference rival? Did the Badgers beat Notre Dame, Minnesota, or Ohio State to capture the title?
I am unsure, but I'm going to go with C, Ohio State.
I'm glad you did that. I wouldn't have gotten that one either. I would have done very poorly today. Ohio State is correct. All right, so good news. You both got one wrong, but you also both got two right. Chad, you got three entries into the drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, Jason.
And Mike, you got two out of three, so you got three of the four entries. Well, we appreciate you. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That is trivia, which may have been executed faster than any point in the history of this program. And Gabe rested his voice.
Not going to lie.
Yeah, I wasn't messing
around. Very impressed.
Not so impressed by my clock management during the first 2 hours and 21 minutes. Jesse, also impressive. Tausch telling us about Tito's in his Jesse pretending to be Tausch voice.
Mark Tauscher here for Tito's Vodka. You know me. I love three things. That's Mark Tauscher. That's me. Football, firing up the grill, and a solid cocktail in hand. And when it's time to kick back, whether I'm tailgating before the game, watching it from the couch, or grilling with friends, Tito's Handmade Vodka is always my go-to. Made in Austin, Texas, at the first legal distillery in the state, Tito's is six times distilled for a clean, smooth finish, and it's a naturally gluten-free. That means it mixes with just about anything from a spicy Bloody Mary on game day to a classic vodka tonic while flipping burgers. And here's what makes me like Tito's even more. They're not just about great drinks. Tito's gives back in a big way, partnering with nonprofits and doing real good in communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make it with Tito's Handmade Vodka. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas, 40% alcohol by volume. A savor responsibly.
Whoa, Nelly! So next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Wow, what a comeback. I'm like John Elway over here in a two-minute drill. Even have enough time for an abbreviated Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, Mama, take back five of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
So sticking with the year in review theme here for this hour, because
what a theme it is.
For those who do not know, we will not be live tomorrow. We will play our year in review, essentially, Wildy and Tausch, our best of Wildy and Tausch.
So did you put that together?
I did, yes, yes. It's a lot of Whoa Nelly segments.
I don't recall any sort of input being
It's what I thought was the best of Wildy and Tausch, which is a lot of segments involving me. Yeah.
Sure. Okay. We can all
best of Wildy and Tausch.
Tough to fit all of those different segments into, you know, three neat hours.
It is a 9-hour show, and it starts tomorrow at 9 a.m.
And the clock management, even though we aren't there, will still be terrible.
What is the most fun you had relative to Wisconsin sports in 2025? Because while we'll remember some of the disappointments from the year. There were a lot of bright spots and positives and things to enjoy along
were
the way
there?
Here this year. Yeah, there were. Gabe, what's the most fun you had relative to Wisconsin sports in 2025?
So you actually kind of asked the question about it in trivia. I was at the Jacob Mizorowski debut, went with a friend of Good Karma Brands, Eric Name, covers the Bucks for The Athletic.
Love that.
And his buddy could not use his season tickets that night. So we were behind home plate, like 16 rows up, but like right behind home plate. It was the perfect eye level to see how those pitches from the Miz just moved outlandishly. So I had a ton of fun at that game with my pal Eric Name.
This is why I don't know what you've got to work with here, Jesse. Like, were there signature Packers wins? I mean, I guess they won the opener against the Lions. That was exciting. They traded for Micah Parsons.
The day they acquired Micah Parsons, which was hours before Wisconsin kicked off its college football season on a Thursday night, that was a pretty fun window of about 4 hours. And then Billy Edwards got hurt in the second quarter, and that was that.
He's about to transfer to his eighth school.
The acquisition of Micah Parsons is definitely one of the top moments.
Yeah, that was great. And he was fun until he got hurt. He was great. I'm going to take the corollary to Mizomania, and that is winning 11 in a row and coming up short on the George Webb burgers, and then turning right around a few weeks later, and then doing it again, and this time earning the burgers and going over the 12 mark.
14 in a row.
That was amazing. And look, the disappointment of the Dodgers mowing them down tamped that down slightly, but I was told by a very, very smart baseball mind, not Jeff Passan, but Jesse Nelson, that once the Dodgers got Ohtani, it was over. And incredibly, he turned out to be right. I'm sure that will be somewhere on the Best Of program that will be airing tomorrow.
It's actually 2023, I think I said that.
But the Brewers, right ever since. Yeah, but we revisited it after they won and told you you were right. The Brewers captured our imagination. Like, I even went out and got a couple of throwback hats.
It's a nice
I love
hat.
The McDonald's coloring on this one, by the way. Or San Diego Padres. Well, I don't know, whatever it is. That was fun. It was fun. We talked more baseball than we ever have before on this show. We had we obviously have Passan and Jeff Levering and Rock. I mean, we're so lucky to have smart people to make us look smarter, except Jesse, of course, who's brilliant when it comes to baseball. But, other than trading for Micah Parsons, which obviously is a big thing, but it wasn't an on-the-field thing. Like, what else is there? Like, Badger men's basketball had a good year, but then it ends up ending the way it did on the road against Utah, against
BYU.
BYU in Denver.
That was tough.
Like, it all ended poorly. Badger football didn't give us much to enjoy.
No. Rushed the field twice.
This is some criticism by some. Yes.
It did happen.
Was the draft in Green Bay fun?
No. It was anticlimactic for me.
But the people I know that went, like, as fans, had a blast.
Yeah.
And absolutely loved it. I thought the NFL did a very good job with it. Mm-hmm. I thought I had a good time with all the different programming we did at the Tundra Trio. Jason,
for sure.
You and Tausch did the Q&A with Matt LaFleur. Mm-hmm. We did the cook-off with Blue and Tausch. And as Evan Cohen referenced earlier, Tucker Kraft just completely blew the judging of it, declaring it a tie. But I mean, I had a blast the 2 days I was up there at the Trio. I thought that was a very unique event, and I felt like the NFL pulled it off as well as they possibly could.
I would just say this, and this is why it felt differently to me. I think Wisconsinites saved the NFL's ass. That's what I think.
1,000%.
Because this was billed as, oh my God, it's gonna be, you know, there's not gonna be hotels for miles around. It's gonna be all these fans descending on tiny Green Bay. No, that's not what happened. It was Wisconsinites who like to drink beer outside while walking around a football stadium, saving the event. And from that perspective, it did not disappoint, because our people,
which it is a highlight,
delivered.
We saved the draft. Our people, we saved the draft. I think that's a highlight.
It was just inconvenient for me. And media starts with me.
Mark Murphy's pick announcement of Matthew Golden, was that a top three Wisconsin sports moment this year?
No.
The way he built it up, the delivery was so perfect.
I mean, there are three better Brewers moments before we even get to that.
I guess the Brewers moment of beating the Cubs. That was fun.
I'll say this. You might have a different perspective if Matthew Golden was having a 1,000-yard season And I still believe in Matthew Golden. I am not in any way, shape, or form writing him off. I think he's going to be a really good football player.
He just stands out too much when you watch him.
Like, totally agree. He just stands out.
The speed, the smoothness, the effortlessness that it seems like when he plucks the ball out of the air. I am expecting big things in 2026 from Matthew Golden.
Exactly. All right, we need to wrap things up coming up. I need to remind you, I would like the chance to come along next time we make this road trip to Jones Dairy Farm. They've been family-owned and operated for 7 generations in Fort Atkinson. We have some good friends who live in Fort Atkinson. We learned that Jace Rindle, was it his someone in his family or one of his teammates now is high up in the Jones Dairy Farm pecking order.
Development. Yeah.
That was awesome. They've been an awesome partner. Tausch obviously has done those awesome videos. They're best known for their all-natural sausage made from the original family recipe that they would not share with Tausch. It's available in pork, chicken, and turkey. Jones also makes naturally smoked ham and Canadian bacon, dry-aged bacon, brown Schweiger, I've heard great things about that, and fully cooked meatballs. The bacon, oh, life-changing. What makes it so special? It's dry-aged for up to 3 weeks. Intense flavor, worth the wait. Smoked with real cherry wood and hickory hardwood. Never liquid smoke. Find Jones products in grocery stores across Wisconsin and check out the website in the product finder there at jonesdairyfarm.com. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Well, we did it. We jammed an entire hour into 36 minutes. Thanks to Evan Cohen for joining us. Thanks to Brian Bulaga for joining us. Most importantly, thanks to our cousin sub of the day, cousin subs, we believe in better. Gabe, you're a workhorse running back, man. We're lucky to have you. You know we love you. Thank you for stepping into the breach today. You didn't have to do that, but we appreciate it a lot.
Look forward to hearing more from Wilde and Tausch coming up in 2026. We got a big game. I think I'm hoping we get some people playing and have a lot to talk about when we have all of our shows again on Friday and then Green Bay game day on Sunday.
I will look forward to talking to you and seeing you on Green Bay game day heading into Packers-Vikings. And, of course, thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. We'll see you in 2026. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.